Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Colleen's here. What's your phobia, Colleen?
Oh, my phobia?
Do you have a phobia? Do you have a phobia? Gray pubes?
Oh, totally. Totally. In this day and age, you can dye them and trick me.
You have a phobia? Mr. Dave Landon?
Oh, I got a lot of them.
Oh, yeah?
I'm OCD, so.
Oh, yeah, I got a little bit of checking syndrome, they call it. I'm worried about the garage door being closed when I leave for work. I'm an idiot.
Is that real? I have that issue as well.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of herpes.
Okay.
Okay. See, that's legitimate.
I think most people are. I'm not a big person who likes to share cups.
Okay. You mean like cups you wear when you are a catcher in a baseball? You shouldn't share those anyway. Yeah, you mean a drinking cup? Well, who shares drinking cups anyway?
I'm afraid of both of those things, actually, now that you bring it up. Yeah.
So and, you don't go to a communion that has a community cup?
Oh, no, I would never. Even when I was young, my mom was like, don't do that. Because my mom was an RN.
Oh, so she knew germs.
She knew germs. I was basically a boy in a self-made bubble for first 5 years of my life, me and my brother.
That's probably why you did every drug after that.
Exactly,
that might
yeah.
have been it.
You got to experiment.
And our new guest, too, your future.
Matt McClowery.
Hi, how's it going?
Welcome, Matt. Welcome, you got a phobia, Matt?
Alternative lifestyles.
That's all everybody, man.
All of them.
Man. That's why I'm in the heartland.
That's why you're also on the road, too. That helps you. That helps you.
Craig, our buddy, who's taller, that we met recently.
Right.
Is a barber student. He just wrote us a note here.
Yes, he is. He was here. Yeah.
And he would be happy to slice your neck anytime.
I've got a neck slicing barber.
You got a guy
does a great job.
That's very nice.
Yeah. Love him.
I've never done that. Have you?
Professional shave?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, look at us. No.
Have someone else shave you.
We don't shave much anyway.
Yeah, I hope you didn't pay for this.
Exactly. I don't shave. I shave myself, you know. When I do shave into a goatee. Yeah. I haven't seen my upper lip since I was telling that somebody the other day. My son is growing in a pretty good mustache and a goatee. Sorry, puss. Puss can't grow any hair whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah.
Facial hair? No, I've got nothing.
He's got nothing.
Yeah, I'm Italian. I have hair everywhere.
Okay, so my wife's side's Italian, and I have no problem growing anything. So my son's 13, got a mustache, pretty good goatee.
Screw
coming
that kid.
In. Yeah, and that's the bit. Puss says it all the time because he can't grow anything. But no, I was saying that I last time I shaved my mustache, I was around 14. I shaved it clean. Because it was growing in, it was just kind of a stoner stash. I shaved it at 14, and I haven't seen my upper lip since. You know?
Really?
Never. Now, even the goatee I've had since I was early 20s, I haven't gotten rid of that either. But I'll shave the sides once in a while. Craig had cancer. This is the story behind Craig.
Okay.
And he had throat cancer.
Wow. Beat the hell
so
out of it.
They cut open his neck to get rid of it, and he can't feel his throat.
Really?
By the way, normally
neck.
We like that.
Yeah. Neck, the outside.
Okay.
It was gruesome. It was just dangling by his spine.
Yeah.
Bunch of freaks. So his phobia now is shaving his neck. And I noticed when he lets his beard grow, he doesn't shave anything. So that must be the reason.
You know? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should just get a tattoo of stitches around your neck.
Yeah, that'd be cool, Craig.
I actually have
Who needs a tattoo? I've got the scars.
Well, to highlight them a little more.
Jeez.
I don't notice
the hell?
It.
You should make
Yeah,
it.
Make All those right. scars. Put... Put tattoos on those scars. Come that's on. The way to do that.
Look a little more like Frankenstein.
He beat cancer. He beat
that's
ass.
Awesome, though.
No, I did not.
Okay, I think you did. You're talking and you have throat cancer.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, I go to the doctor. They slice it out. We're done.
Yeah.
Move on.
Well,
just like any other issue.
You throw in a little MRSA and opioid addiction. Yeah, it was really no big deal.
You beat them all. So go ahead.
Did you have the opioid addiction?
Yes,
well,
you did.
I didn't know that.
I did the same thing. I swear to God, I had knee surgery, and I took as prescribed for 30 days, and the withdrawal was hell. Is that what happened to you?
No,
because was sick.
I didn't do it for that long.
Okay.
And when I decided, oh, I don't want to get all hooked on the goofballs. I have enough issues.
Right.
I don't need that one, too. And so I decided that I didn't need it for the pain, so I just quit taking it.
He had too much going on to realize he was also withdrawing from opioids.
Right.
And so I was just down and couldn't move and just depressed and whatnot for several days.
Yeah.
And finally someone said, are you sure you're not coming down off being addicted to the opioids? I don't know. Here, let me try it. So I took another dose of the opioids, zipped me right up. I felt fine. Oh, yeah, that must have been it.
That's it.
Yeah. I feel fine now. Thank you.
Wow, this is great. I didn't know that I just needed this to feel better.
Exactly. I felt just fine then. We zipped me right up.
We joke about him beating opioids. The way you beat opioids is not know you have the problem.
Don't know that you have the issue.
And he speaks to schools all across the country now.
As long as you don't know, that's what your body is jonesing, you're fine.
Yeah, you're good. You just feel sick. Yeah. And you're like, God, I can't kick this flu. But
but eventually you just get better.
But every time I see opioids, I get an erection. I can't figure out the difference.
I don't necessarily put that with opioids. But, and it takes a while to figure out that it's opioids that does that to you.
It really is, too. There's only two withdrawals that you can die from, too, which is opioid and alcohol.
And alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I went through something similar. I had a knee surgery.
Yeah.
I had the PTSD. I had all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that I was withdrawing from the opioids.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy. I had no idea I was addicted until I was getting violently ill, and I'm like, do I have the flu? And then I realized, like, oh, I ran out of Vicodin yesterday.
At least you realized it. Craig never realized
it. I did. Well, and I used to take a lot of pills because I worked for a pharmacy. And this was
how the hell did you get a job at a pharmacy?
Well, it was 96 and I was 14.
Yeah, but you were a drug addict.
Yeah, they didn't know.
Wow.
How they allow been documented. He was only 14.
How do they allow a 14-year-old in a pharmacy? I thought you had to actually be licensed to be inside a pharmacy.
Well, they wouldn't technically let me behind the counter, but I would go back there to take out the trash.
Oh.
So then I would
a little for you, a little for me.
Yeah. So they would have these big barrels and the guy who worked there was old. So by the way, this is a joke for anybody in the drug enforcement agency.
Got it.
And so when I would go back, I would open up like the Vicodin and the Valium and stuff, and I would just reach my hand in and usually just fill like either cellophane in my cigarette packets or a Ziploc I brought from home. And then I would go barter them at school.
Yeah, you would have, sure.
Well, you were crafty.
I was good. I was good, yeah.
They were disposing of this.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they were. Well, no, they weren't throwing it away. They just didn't know. They had like big drums of Vicodin.
So is this the beginning of your drug problem, working in a pharmacy? Or were you doing drugs when you started working there?
Oh, I was doing drugs when I worked
there. Okay, so that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Good choice for a career. I
mean, have they since started, because of you, keeping track?
Oh, now they have, because pharmaceuticals are it wasn't that big of a deal then like it is now.
Oh, yeah,
like,
they count everything now.
Yeah, now, yeah. Like back
and
then.
They don't allow stock boys back there either.
Yeah, they would never.
14-year-old stock boys, yeah, hang out in that aisle.
Right.
Pick me up a pill back there. No, it's a little tougher now. You're right, exactly.
Yeah, you don't get that benefit.
Matt, you have a drug problem?
No, I was a good kid.
Do you know Dave? Or you just
we've been friends for 12 years.
Oh, so you've actually heard his problems then, right?
Yeah, ad nauseum.
Yeah.
I was zoning out because I'm tired of it.
Well, thank you, Matt. Feeling, yeah. I'd like to actually give Matt drugs just to see what happens, to be honest with you. Like, look at him. Can you imagine him on LSD? I'm afraid he would just kill people.
That's hopefully not here.
Like, some of us would do drugs and have a good time. Yeah. I think you'd be walking around in a skin suit.
No, it's a bad time.
I can see. I can see by the face. He can be scary. Yeah. He'd be scary.
He's a big dude.
Yeah, and he's welcome to the program, too. Very funny guy, heard, too.
Yeah,
Holly was saying how funny you are, Matt. So.
One of the best.
Do you tweet, Matt?
Sometimes.
Okay, what is it?
At Matt McLowry.
Okay, check it out. Mm-hmm. All right. and he's with all weekend along with Dave Landau. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. A couple shows tonight, a couple tomorrow, and one on Sunday. Colleen's hanging out with us, too. We're eating some Hog Wild barbecue. What else is going on, Craig?
By overwhelming bipartisan majorities, the Florida Senate and House this week adopted a bill that would make their state the first to adopt year-round daylight saving time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So
this, I like
this,
that.
This weekend, it's that way in Florida year-round.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's going to take a while for it to kick in.
Well, I know, but next year they won't go back. They won't go back.
No. This could take a couple years for it to actually kick in. Just because of laws and whatnot.
Okay.
And it's got to be approved by the feds and blah, blah, blah.
I would think if you live in this, okay. So it's going to be just sunny later there all year round.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
It will be Eastern Daylight Time 12 months a year.
Got it. All right.
That's the only bill Florida's probably passed that makes any sense.
Right.
In the last decade.
Well, they actually just did the.
Yeah, even if the governor signs it, the plan would still need congressional approval.
From the U.S. Congress.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad with all the problems, though, in the country, they're really hitting the hard.
Especially Florida.
Yeah, I know. They're like, we need more sun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I wish they'd do that year round.
I do too. I mean,
the whole country.
The whole country. There's no reason to keep it. There's none.
No.
Not even a farming reason anymore.
No.
I think seasonal depression is a huge part of of that.
That's why, you know, that's why you're ripping off this pharmacy.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in the belly of the beast mentioning that around here, Dave.
You're right, but you're right, though. When it gets dark, you live in Detroit. Where do you live, Matt?
Yeah. I live in Orange County, California.
Okay, well, you actually get sunny year-round. So
No, it's huge.
I know, but at least you got sun, though. But, you know, you live in Detroit. You know what it's like in the winter.
Well, Matt's from Detroit.
Originally. Okay,
believe me. So you know it was a 180.
That's why you got the hell out. Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but even if you live in sunny Southern California,
it gets dark early.
The sun still goes down.
Right.
Yeah, or sunny Detroit.
Right.
Yeah.
There was a time where you would want the sun to go down to not see it, but now that it's getting nicer, it's
I go to Florida a lot over the holidays, and it's weird being down in between Christmas because it gets dark real early, and you don't want it to get dark because you're in Southern Florida.
Right.
It's warm, so. But seasonal depression is a big deal, and people are just going to fight this all across the country for no reason. Right, Craig? Who likes it? Oh, I know what. We'll get emails. We don't want our kids going to school when it's kind of dark. Oh, screw them. I went to school when it was dark.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, they don't want that.
And now, morning people. I understand there are actually people who like to get up in the morning, see the sun.
We're up.
Screw them.
Screw them, too.
Yeah, those people are evil. There's no need for us to cater to their nonsense so they can jog.
Exactly.
Put a flashlight on your head and shut your face.
I love that comeback. Put a flashlight on your head and shut your face.
Shut your face first. I think I'd
right.
Then put a flashlight on.
Yeah, they make those headlamps now.
Yeah, wear
them. They make some good ones, powerful ones.
Yeah.
Morning people scare me.
Right.
Just get up and I jog and just stop it.
No.
Texas came close to adopting year-round standard time, but
who fought it?
Some lawmakers realized, and you'll love this one.
What?
Some lawmakers realized that the Cowboys road games against their New York, Philadelphia, and Washington rivals would then sometimes begin at 11 a.m. Sunday morning.
Oh, and they're still in church.
They are still in church.
Yep.
And so they wouldn't play that in Texas.
I don't like anything about that excuse.
No, that's a
church
horrible
or the
excuse.
Cowboys.
That's a horrible excuse.
No, that's a good excuse for them.
I think we've heard quite enough from Texas. Maybe it's
I'm with you on that. Maybe, just go away.
Yeah, maybe it's time you do become your own country and the rest of us will have sunlight extended. Oh, I hate that.
That's such a stupid reason.
Well, Christmas, everybody kills themselves or gets presents, depending on what side you're on.
It's but because it's dark early.
That doesn't help, telling
it
you.
Does
it's
not
good for people with depression.
And people that work regular hours don't see the daylight. I mean, we're out of here. So we see it when we leave work no matter what. But in the winter, there are people that go to work in the dark and leave work at dark. You did that for years,
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, when I was working overnight.
Yeah.
Nothing worse
than that.
Think about that first week in the fall after it kicks in.
Oh.
I mean, where it's dark at 5 and oh, God. I mean, it just throws you into a funk.
Would Arizona fight that? Because Arizona is standard time year-round.
Everybody fight it. Sounds like there's some douchebag in every state senate is going to fight it for no reason. Like the freaking Cowboys. The Huskers have to play early one game.
I just can't believe that anyone cares this much about stuff like this.
They don't.
Everybody's got to argue about nonsense. I know. Like, it's just more sun. Shut up. But we're in church when the Cowboys play.
Exactly.
That's a big deal.
Well, screw them.
Yeah. That is a huge deal to them.
Screw them.
But can't you watch that? Can't you watch that evangelist who takes everybody's money?
There you go.
No, that see, here's the deal. If everyone switched, then it would be fine.
Right.
If you, I mean, just the outliers switching, people are still in church.
You've got to get everybody on board.
Well.
And aren't there like eight masses a weekend? Go to a different one.
No,
go to the one
not.
That
no, that's Catholic.
Ruins kickoff.
Yeah, no,
that's Catholics.
That doesn't work either.
Yeah, I was raised Catholic, and I think when, like, 50, 40 years ago, there was, like, three masses a day.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but everybody's got their favorite one that they like to go to.
Yeah, they're like, I like this one that tells
me. Right, people are fighting less, they're fighting for less sun. That's all I hear.
That's really all I hear, too. They're like, it's nonsense.
Good for Florida.
Yeah, you never want to go to the last mass of the day, because that could go on forever.
Yeah, it could.
First one, you know, they got to end it, so the second one could start.
Yeah, it's, oh, yeah, ugh.
All right, now I'm pissed off, Craig. Give me something sunny to talk about.
You might be asking a bit much. okay, not sunny.
Right.
Stormy.
All right. Stormy Daniels?
Yeah.
I love
Stormy Daniels.
Keep talking about her.
Is set to appear at a South Florida strip club this weekend.
Yes, she is.
Solid Gold Fort Lauderdale advertised that Daniels would auction off the dress that she wore during the alleged affair with the President Trump.
Is there some DNA on that bear?
Not aware of that. Her lawyers, however, say that is not true. She will not be auctioning that off. She's going to appear at the Solid Gold Friday and Saturday.
She's going to dance in, huh?
Or just show up and
sign autographs.
Sign autographs. I don't know.
Good chunk of change, I bet, too.
If it has Trump's DNA on it, it'll get a cabinet position.
I knew I liked him.
Yeah, he's great.
I liked him, because obviously we agree on that one.
I want to hear that song now. Song keeps going.
I want to hear it too. Stormy, yeah. Download it for us, Push, and get a chance.
I just don't really look at her like a victim, is my pride. I just see
her. No, neither, but I want her name out there all the time. Because I want her, because she was banging him when his son was being born. He's a bad dude.
Oh, while his son was being born?
Oh, yeah, right after born.
Yeah, shortly
after. The time she was pregnant, he was banging this chick on the side. Yeah.
And isn't that making Melania a little upset?
Screw her, too, by the way. Why is she hanging out with him?
That's the report.
Right.
It's called money.
Is Stormy his name? like Rainstorm?
Yeah, don't you want to hear that room when she's yelling at him?
Oh, she's got to be furious.
She ain't afraid of him.
Well, and then even when you see the videos, it's like, so you saw 1,000 penises in her, and we're like, I'd like to have that.
And she rocked them all.
Yeah, I know. Like,
1,000, you must have counted. That's a lot of penises.
Yes.
You could do porn to less than 1,000.
That woman's face has been painted more than an old barn house.
I have watched some of the painting sessions, too. You're right. Since you got famous, I've watched some of the painting sessions.
Like, I won't lie. I think porn stars are hot, but I've never thought, like, well, there's a girl I'd like to to smooch on them on the mouth.
Don't you think Melania and Donald have an agreement?
What is that agreement? Her being humiliated every day of her life.
Yeah.
Because she's got money. If she'd leave, she could make so much money off that dude, because she has everything. So she could just still leave him. And have some, I don't know, what's it called, respect for yourself, Carl? What do you think?
Absolutely.
You know?
You think he's ever gone like a couple of months and been faithful to her?
No.
I doubt it.
No, I don't think so. But I bet you she believes he has.
No.
I feel like a lot of people that marry billionaires or guys with that kind of ego, you have to have some idea that they're messing
around.
He's going
to go bang everybody else.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's like marrying a rock star and you're like, he's cheating on me.
Right.
Oh, really?
But here's the deal with that. If he was just a billionaire and owning hotels and banging chicks on the side, but he's telling people what to do now. And so I think she should say, hold it. You're so phony. You know what I mean? You could be a billionaire rock star and cheat and have all the money you want. I don't care. But when you're telling people what to do morally, and then do you think the wife should step in and say, really, Donald? You can say that crap?
Is that the rule? If you're dictating policy, you have to be a faithful man?
No, I just mean you can't be telling people what to do.
You can't go on the family values.
Yeah, family values. Yeah. He won on family values. That's what I mean.
Like a Kennedy?
Yeah, exactly. He won on family values.
That's on the family values people who are still
Of course it is. Evangelicals, all of them. It's on all them people.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, largely a part of, and I'm not really political or anything, but it's like largely a part of why he got elected was the conservative ideals.
Hardcore conservative political people,
yeah.
Right.
So if you were to have voted for him, then yeah, I would imagine you would be a little bit upset. But
no, they're not. They're not.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
No, I think they're
proud. No, they're preaching forgiveness.
Yeah.
They're proud that he banged a porn star. Right. They wish they could do that.
Stone.
I think you can. I think you need roughly $2,000.
$130,000 to shut up, though.
Yeah, and I mean, it really depends on what level of porn you were in. I mean, there's some $35.
Yeah, but she did some high-level porn.
She did. Yeah, she as far as...
Right, if they had the power, they would bang porn stars and kick out all the Mexicans, too. He is living their dream. They are living vicariously through that dude.
That's true. But in the name of Jesus, too, a lot of those people.
Sure.
You know.
I don't know how they reconcile that, but somehow they do.
They do. Yeah. Boy, that went off the rails.
I'm uncomfortable, personally. Whenever you get into politics, I'd rather just make porn face.
You had me to 1,000
jokes.
Penises. That's all I heard.
Yeah, that's all.
And painting the
barn. As far as I take it. Is people just get very, I don't know, like everybody's political opinion is very, very hard, right? And it's like nobody gives. That's the part that I don't get. Like anybody's extreme left or extreme right, nobody can go, hey, this side might make a point or that side might. It's just like, no, I believe everything this person believes and that's it. And that's why I think the problem is both extremes have the voice right now.
Yeah.
And I don't really agree with any of it.
There's a lot in the middle that should be agreed with.
Yeah, and that's the problem is we don't agree on anything.
Right.
I think we can all agree banging Stormy Daniels behind your wife's back is silly.
Is stupid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And costly.
It is costly.
But he didn't do it.
Right.
I mean, I'm payer, but I didn't do it.
Well, there was some arbitration that we don't know about that made
it
all.
Would it be okay if your wife gave you permission?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Well, there's a lot of people I know who swing and that kind of stuff. Me? No, I'm kidding.
Well, you're on the road a lot, too, so.
Yeah, but I don't care.
No.
No?
You don't. But, you know, our buddy Rob Little, you know Rob at all?
I do know Rob.
Yeah, Rob's a Detroit guy. You know,
yes, he
that
is.
Michigan
yeah.
guy, yeah. Rob, he gets it.
But he doesn't have a family. He doesn't have a woman.
No, he's just, Rob's just a, he's just
he's
a kinky
the third
bastard,
wheel.
Man.
Yeah, he's just,
oh, he's got women. He's got one in every port.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just a weird horn dog.
He is a weird horn dog.
Some two at a time,
and
or the size
smiles.
Of two at a time.
Right.
Occasionally does a comedy show naked.
Yeah.
You know, comfortable with his nudity.
Wow, good for him. I wouldn't be.
Yeah, he does. Naked
with mine
shows.
Or his.
I know. Rob does naked shows. You know Rob, Matt?
I've met him like one time.
Yeah, picture
him
naked.
One time. No. No, I'm not.
No, you just did.
Somehow that's worse than the vest
he wears. Gave us a photo last time he was in town. Yes. I could dig that up off our Facebook
page.
We'll show
you. Show
it to you.
Oh, now, no. There's a hand or a microphone over
junk. I think it's somebody in the front row's head
but he's on stage
perfectly
naked.
Placed.
Rob's on stage
yeah,
naked.
Yeah, it's the head of a crowd member that's covering up his junk.
Dave and Matt will be dressed this weekend, right? It's a dress show?
Absolutely. Yeah,
no. All right.
We've performed in front of naked people.
We have, actually.
We did a show at a news column.
Well, you know, that's what Little does that news columns, but he got naked, too. You did. So you did it in front of naked people?
In front of naked people. Matt got a heckler.
Yeah, I got a heckler, yeah.
A naked girl or guy?
No, it was a dude.
Yeah? What'd he say?
I think he made like a gay joke or something,
really?
Which was ironic for the guy sitting next to a naked man. no hat on. They're familiar.
Well, didn't he
wasn't a, you, yeah, it was kind of a glass house to be living in. But.
Well, didn't you I remember this, Matt asked the guy, he goes,
no, there was a guy, I said, I'm just trying to be friendly, and I said, where do you live? And he's like, let's not go there.
Really?
And it's just like, yeah, you're naked watching comedy. You're clearly not a man who values his privacy.
Perfect.
Oh, that was excellent.
And the guy who introduced himself to us to host the show was wearing just a tuxedo shirt.
Naked from the waist down.
Waist down like
just a junk
Donald Duck.
Really? Yeah, full Donald Duck in it, right?
Like 5 feet tall, 300 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, his name's Junior.
Junior, yep.
Sure.
And I have to shake hands with
where
him.
Where was the nudist colony you guys performed at? Where was it?
It was in Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. Yeah.
Where I'm not, I love Michigan where I'm from. Yeah. We're not exactly the best people to be naked.
No.
But you couldn't see his penis. And you would never look at a man's crotch, but both me and Matt were like,
fat? It was covered up?
Yeah. No, it was hidden behind hair.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was just like he had an afro wig on, and we're like,
he was full 70s wolf then, huh?
Yeah. It was creepy. And I sat next to the fattest naked woman who every time she would laugh at you, she would like slap me on the back and be like, "This is great."
And she was naked.
The whole place smelled like vomit and cheese.
Oh, vomit.
Yeah, it smelled like they were curing meat.
Did they laugh? A good show, though?
Weirdly tight, though.
They were tight. That was
yeah,
the
it's like you guys were a little reserved for all being creeps.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.